hello and welcome to Label Sessions Presents, the podcast where we talk to the most interesting people about all the things you need to know in the world of innovation, business, design, tech, and culture. I am Fazlan Esau, and today we're joined by two brand new additions to the Label Sessions roster, as well as Josh Nixon from the Label Sessions team. Welcome, everyone.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
So, a special welcome to Ekaterina Golovanova, the operator who made beauty go digital. From MAC to L'Oreal, Ekaterina has scaled digital ecosystems that don't just look good, they also deliver growth. Welcome, Ekaterina. Also, a big welcome to Elemi Atigolo, the AI architect who built with a conscience. From wealth management to global AI frameworks, Elemi designs powerful systems that not only meet the brief, but also meet the regulators. So welcome, Elemi.
Welcome. Thank you.
This week, there was a hot mic that picked up Putin and Xi discussing something sort of very science fiction-y about sort of organ transplants and this idea of immortality and sort of like that being a part of business strategy and a part of their strategies for longevity in terms of obviously staying in power. But have we now reached a stage where this talking about immortality and the biotech futures and all of that, is this a signal that we are now, that is the future? Or is this just, you know, science fiction meets geopolitics and we shouldn't be taking it too seriously? Thoughts, I'll get over to Elemi.
Yes, that sort of hot mic situation. I think what we have to look at things that this is not science fiction. You know, if we think about organ transplants, you know, the first organ transplant, I think, was done in 1954 in sort of Boston, Massachusetts. So it's been around for, you know, a long time. What we're seeing now is because of the advancements of technology, it means that, you know, how things can be done with technology, with, you know, cyber organisms, with the understanding of not just the human anatomy, but also about the understanding of the impacts on lifespan and so forth. That does have an issue, that does have a change. If we think about that hot mic situation, what that tells people is, in some respects, it's almost like a signal that this is geopolitical. This is a national approach, a national view on the basis of technology, biotech, you know, and, you know, organ transplants and so forth going forward. Now what does that mean? Now, that has two different views. One view is, you know, there's the excitement on, you know, organ transplants has saved many, many people's lives over the years, over the decades, many, many people that wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the practices and the skills of the surgeons and the research that's gone into, you know, that whole industry. However, it also does have a second view, which is some of the ethical concerns. So we look at some of the ethical concerns, which are, if as technology you know, expands and AI and other biotech improves, and there is that ability to extend life, will that only be available to a certain set of individuals only? That has ethical considerations. The other side is that, to reach that point, are there also ethical considerations with regards to, you know, human harvesting, you know, going out of the way to try to find people to extract organs? Now, that might sound science fiction, but that does happen. There's been many, obviously many different reports across the board. And so what does that look like if that now becomes a very lucrative industry, biotech, you know, immortality, and people are selling that position? What does that mean, and what are the implications on that? The other side, outside of that realm, are really about the businesses, is that as people and brands, as people get older and their lifespan does increase, whether naturally or just from a greater understanding of the human anatomy and so forth, what does that mean for things like longevity of brands, longevity of cycles, clients? You think of, you know, even pensions, annuities, that impacts everyday people. It impacts their ability to do things going forward. All of that is based on life and annuity rates and lifespans and so forth. And what does that then mean for those brands as you think about your long-term strategy? You know, medium term, for 5 years to 10 years, maybe more, 20 years medium term, you know, and 50 to 100 years, it may change the viewpoint now. And so those are some of the things. So positives, some negatives in there, and some areas for consideration for businesses as they structure and do strategic planning going forward.
I can add maybe from consumer perspective, and it's true that longevity is an emerging trend. And we see that actually, even if you look around some wearables, some devices like Whoop, I'm the user, or Aura, you see it spreading more and more rapidly. And basically, it is connected to our first topic with AI, because it gives you personalized recommendations based on your metrics, with working with that device, also working basically with ChatGPT, you can create your own personal coach, your own personal nutrition. And I think actually AI is massifying this type of services, and it's great because it is impacting your life choices. Even having some additional data points with the devices, it personally impacting my daily choices at some point. So you see that actually AI is helping users to improve their longevity, and it's great, and it's a great asset. And for sure, we see, back to the topic of increasing life cycles and et cetera, we see higher demand for products like that, for other products that can help you to balance your nutrition. So there is a market for that. Definitely AI is opening the gates, and this is where we talk about consumer products. And if we look at more like hard science companies, a lot of AI companies also emerged that are specializing just on AI research in order to develop treatments and medicine. And that is also supposed to make it faster. It's a long process to develop a treatment, and at least the research phase can be optimized. We may have much more testers going live just because of the potential that AI can offer. So I think that actually we're entering a really fascinating era in terms of longevity, and also in terms of brand use cases, how you as a brand can help your customer to address this, because this is something that they have in their mind. So, and I guess it's relevant not only for sports brands or not only for device brands, it's relevant for majority of brands who want to be there in your customer life cycles in different moments of their life cycle. You don't need to be necessarily the brand that comes to mind, but a brand who acknowledge that and try to find the use cases how to help. And I think that's a great moment actually for consumer brands to be in this trend and anticipate it a bit.
Here's the thing: what's interesting is that consumer brands are now also starting to think of end of life. You know, what happens when the product is no longer in use? What is the step to make sure that that's sustainable, and not just the process of developing and creating the product, but what happens when it is no longer in use and it has reached its end of life? And I think that's also sort of an interesting and fascinating tie-in with this idea of longevity, because at the same time, while we're looking at longevity for ourselves, we've sort of become very much fast fashion, fast everything. So a return to kind of a slower pace of production is potentially a really good move by the industry. We'll see what happens with some of those.
I have nothing really, really important to add, if I'm perfectly honest, because you guys have put it all so eloquently. But I had to go back and read the article again just there, because I was to be a fly on that wall, insane.